18th do. Preludes to the Passion of Christ. As we've said, the spiritual exercises are divided into four basic divisions called weeks. The second of which is the public ministry of Christ. And the 18th day is the prelude to the 19th day. And the 19th day is the heart of the spiritual exercises, which is the retreat election. What do we do here on the 18th day? Before his passion, Christ made sure we will give his immediate followers and give us the encouragement we need. And do we ever need it to know that Christ whom we are following is indeed a Christ who suffered in his life and expects us to suffer in our lives? But this is the Christ who then rose from the dead. In other words, and I cannot be too emphatic, is not just suffering because you've got no option. The suffering with Christ is not mere resignation. As we said more than once, and you see more when we deal with the passion as such, that Christ could not possibly sin. So we cannot say that Christ resigned himself to suffering because he was not a sinner. Christ chose suffering. And the word is chose suffering. He taught his language. And you put down as a psychopath. You gotta know what we're talking about. So the first of these meditation efforts on the Transfiguration. Christ made sure he was transfigured before his passion, so that the disciples, remember the who were the three disciples? Peter, James, and John. The same three, remember, who later on fell asleep on him in Gethsemane. To prepare them for his passion. In other words, that what he foretold he would fulfill. And having suffered, he would rise from the dead. In other words, that his suffering was totally, utterly, voluntary. I cannot stress that word too much. I'm merely repeating it. We'll make it more clear. The Lord can make more clear what the word voluntary means when we speak of voluntary suffering. And are you going to work for the extension of Christ's kingdom? My friends, there's just no option. You don't have to look for suffering. Oh, no. You don't have to ask for it. Oh, no. You're going to get it. And from your dearest friends. And then the beauty is, you'll love it. So that was 52, the Transfiguration. 53, the raising of Lazarus. Again, follow Christ's logic. He was preparing his disciples, and really is preparing us too. The same Christ who then was soon to be crucified. And remember, right after John describes Christ having raised Lazarus from the dead, the Pharisees got together almost the next verse, following Christ raising Lazarus from the dead, the Pharisees met and said, "This is too much. This cannot go on. Let this go on, the whole world will follow him." Oh, how blind pride can be. How blind envy can be. So raising Lazarus from the dead, that's 53, right? A prelude to Christ's own resurrection. Then 54, Palm Sunday. Talk about planning everything. Christ's directives to the disciples. And I think it might be well if somebody would remind me. Maybe. I like to maybe distribute copies for those of you that were not in Ann Arbor, copies of that, those two pages, remember, that I gave you people on Sunday in Ann Arbor. Just blasphemous. Just misinterpretation, in other words, just blasphemously twisting the Gospels, that Christ, and remember the lead, you have a copy of that? The lead title of that section, two pages, is "The Mass is Not a Sacrifice." Where do you go from there? At the end of the Catholic Church. Yet, what are we seeing? What are we hearing? One Catholic church after another, looking like a Quaker meeting house. And I've been told in Rome, as far as people in Rome tell me, never the history of at least those who inform me, has Rome had more petitions for declaration of nullity for ordination than ordained the priesthood after they were ordained. I didn't know what I was being ordained to. And Rome, after analyzing this, is giving some priests a declaration of nullity. In ordaining, what are they being ordained for? To do what? To offer Mass. But if you say, and the bishop gives the imprimatur, the Mass is not a sacrifice, there's a priesthood, there isn't any. Without a priesthood, there's no Catholic Church. Okay. Now, Palm Sunday, Christ directives to the apostles, and then, and even that, the triumphal entry. So how much Christ is teaching us, Ignatius, is putting us, you might say, through one passage after another. In other words, Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Remember, that was the first day for us now of Holy Week. And the same people, whether numerically the same or not, doesn't matter. But shouting, singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Throwing palms in front of Christ. being paraded through the city of Jerusalem for the end of the week. They're shouting, "Crucify him." Do we ever need that, or do we ever need that? If there's one thing we cannot do, we just cannot. We cannot trust human beings. We cannot. The only man we can absolutely trust is the man who faith tells us is our God. And not just others who will betray us, but who is our worst betrayer? We are. Our worst enemy.